Sunday after Christmas is usually disorganized in most churches.
在星期圣诞节之后的主日，在很多教会都基本上有点手忙脚乱。
One church I was at called it Assistant Pastor Sunday.
有个, 他们称为说一个助理的一个, 牧师在星期天早晨,
the pastors all took vacation on that day.
因为呢, 在圣诞节之后的那个主日呢, 那个主任牧师一般都会度假去了。
Before I begin this morning, I wanted to say thank you to the church.
今天早晨开始之前, 我要先对教会表示感谢。
I was thinking yesterday back across this year, and you have been so very kind to us.
就是回想今年一年, 你们真的是对我非常的好。
You've helped us in so many ways.
你们在各个方面呢, 很多方面帮助我们家。
Food, I don't know. My wife likes your cooking better than mine. I don't understand.
我太太更, 当然是更喜欢你们做的饭, 远远超过我做的。
And gifts and help, you have been so gracious.
大家真的是对我们很有恩典, 给我们各样的礼物, 真的是各样的帮助, 非常的感谢。
And above all your prayers this year.
最重要的就是你们今年为我们的祷告, 非常的感谢。
Thank you so very much.
非常非常的谢谢大家。
She and I both feel very blessed to be part of this church.
她和我都非常, 我们成为教会的这一个一部分, 我们觉得非常的蒙福。
And you have really been like a family, and I appreciate
我们真的是像一个大家庭。
I am finishing up what I had started looking at the during Advent.
就是这是降临节期间, 今天我要把, 要结束了。
The fourth candle, the candle of peace.
这是第四个烛, 叫称为这个平安之烛。
Isaiah chapter 9.
在, 以赛亚书第九章第六节,
verse 6.
第九章第六节说,
For to us a child is born.
因为有一婴孩为我们而生,
to us a son is given.
有一子赐给我们,
and the government shall be upon his shoulder.
政权必担在他的肩头上,
and his name shall be called.
他名称为
Wonderful Counselor,
奇妙测试,
Mighty God,
全能的神,
Everlasting Father,
永在的父,
Prince of Peace,
和平的君,
of the increase of his government and of peace there will be no end.
他的政权与平安必加增无穷。
And then we come to Luke chapter 2,
然后我们到路加福音第二章,
starting at verse 8,
第二章第八节,
And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field keeping watch over their flock by night.
在伯利恒之野地里有牧羊的人, 夜间暗自更翅, 看守羊群。
And an angel of the Lord appeared to them. The glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were filled with great fear.
有主的使者站在他们旁边, 主的荣光四面照着他们, 牧羊的人就甚惧怕。
I read when we talked about the candle of joy, I read, and the angel said to them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people.
在那个喜乐之主里我们讲到, 那天使对他们说, 不要惧怕, 我要报给你们大喜的消息, 是关乎万民的。
And then for this morning, down in verse 13,
第十三节说,
And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased.
突然有一大队天兵同了天使赞美神说, 在至高之处荣耀归于神, 在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
Close your eyes for a moment.
你把眼睛闭起来。
Don't worry, it's not a trick. I'm not going to disappear.
不是说一个要想给你们耍小把戏。
But close your eyes and
闭上眼睛,
listen to those words of the angel.
请你闭上眼睛听天使的话语。
Glory to God in the highest.
在至高之处荣耀归于神。
On earth, peace.
在地上平安。
Keep your eyes closed.
闭上你的眼睛想一下,
the carol that we sang during Christmas.
圣诞节的时候我们唱了圣诞佳音,
Silent night.
我们唱平安夜,
Holy night.
圣善夜,
All is calm.
万, 光华中,
All is bright.
万暗中光华射,
Sleep in heavenly peace.
静享天赐安眠。
It sounds so beautiful, so peaceful.
听起来那么的美好, 那么的平静。
Sleeping baby.
一个安睡的婴孩,
beautiful mother,
美丽的母亲,
worshiping shepherds,
敬拜的牧羊人,
now open your eyes.
现在请你把眼睛打开。
And the reality is much different.
但是真实的情况却是非常的不同。
It's not so peaceful.
不是那么平安, 不是那么和平。
While Mary is in the stable giving birth,
在玛利亚在马槽里生耶稣的时候,
she would have been able to hear the steps of soldiers marching through the streets.
她可以在马槽里听到了这个士兵巡逻的脚步声。
Because thousands of people had come to Bethlehem.
因为成千的人来到伯利恒。
And the soldiers were watching for rebels who were there to stir up trouble.
然后呢，那个巡逻的士兵就在看着看有没有人要捣乱。
Not a silent night.
那个可不是一个平安夜。
As Mary and Joseph traveled 90 miles from Galilee to Bethlehem.
当约瑟和玛利亚走了90迈，从加利利到了这个伯利恒的时候。
They probably passed crosses beside the road.
他们很可能就是经过了路边就有十字架。
The crosses would have had bodies of those who had been executed.
那个十字架上就挂着人的尸体。
The Romans did not put the cross up on a hill far up in the away from the people.
这个罗马人他们钉十字架不是放在远处的那个山坡上，离人很远。
They put the crosses right beside the road.
他们就把这个十字架就立在大路旁边。
At eye level.
就是你跟你的眼睛是水平线的。
And they left the bodies there to rot.
他们就让那个尸体在十字架上腐烂。
You see, during this time of the census, they would have been rebels who refused to register for the census.
在这个他们叫人注册上册的时候呢，报名上册的时候，肯定有这个叛乱的人，他不想去报名上册。
They would have been arrested.
他们就会被抓。
Crucified.
就被钉十字架。
And their bodies left there.
就把他们的尸体留在这个十字架上。
To say to the Jews.
就对犹太人说。
This is what happens to anyone who doesn't do what Rome says to do.
如果任何人不听罗马的话，这就是你们的下场。
Not very peaceful.
不是很和平。
And the angel says.
但是天使说。
Peace on earth.
在地上平安。
Isaiah says he's the Prince of Peace.
以赛亚说他是和平的君。
Micah told that a day was coming when armies would beat their swords into tools to use for farm work.
先知弥迦说，在有一天，这个军队会把刀打成犁头。
We just went through a week celebrating this peace.
刚刚在庆祝这种平安，这种和平。
But if you look around 2,000 years later,
但是你看一下，过了2000年。
You're going to say, where's the peace?
你就会问, 这个和平, 平安在哪里?
Many Christians have become so disillusioned with our world that they've decided that this is a promise just for the future.
然后很多基督徒已经是大失所望, 他们觉得这种和平是为了未来预备的。
Someday Christ will return, he'll set up his kingdom, and then there will be peace.
有一天耶稣会再来, 他就是会 成为这个千几年，他成为君王，那个时候会有和平。
And it's true, that is part of the promise of Isaiah and the angel.
这的确是以赛亚和天使所预言的。
But it seems to me that there is also a promise for peace for us today.
但是我觉得在对我们今天的人也有一种平安。
3 weeks I've looked at the Advent candles. When we talked about the candle of hope, I talked about hope today.
当我们讲到这个希望之烛的时候，我们看到了今天的盼望。
The candle of joy, joy today.
然后我们看到喜乐之烛是给今天的喜乐。
And so this morning I want to look at the peace that Jesus brings today.
所以呢，今天我们要来看耶稣所带来的平安。
In a world of political division,
在我们这个世界充满了政治上的这种冲突,
religious division,
这个宗教上的这种冲突, 这种分裂,
military conflict,
然后军事上的冲突,
in our world, we can have peace.
在我们现今的世界，我们可以有平安。
When the Hebrew people talked about peace, the word they used was shalom.
当这个犹太人、希伯来人，当他们讲到和平、平安的时候，他们所用的那个词叫沙龙。
And shalom is more than simply the absence of a war.
这个平安，这种沙龙不是单单的就说没有战争。
It is more than a personal calm of me just kind of hiding my eyes and pretending nothing is wrong.
也不是说一种个人的这种平静，就是说我把眼睛闭起来，好像什么事情都没有一样。
Shalom means to be whole, to be complete.
这个沙龙就意味着完全全备。
Shalom means that the brokenness in us is healed.
这个沙龙平安就意味着在我们里边的这种破碎被医治了。
Shalom means that former enemies are reunited.
沙龙就意味着以前的敌人他们被重新被挑他们就和好了。
My favorite definition of the word shalom is this.
我最喜欢的关于这个平安这个沙龙的定义就是
Shalom means that everything is as it should be.
就是平安就意味着每样事情都照着它应该的样子。
Shalom means that things are put right.
沙龙就意味着每样事情都被放在了应该放的位置。
And so the angel said to the shepherds,
所以天使对牧羊人说,
The baby will bring shalom.
这个婴孩会带来和平，带来平安。
Isaiah said Jesus would be the prince of shalom.
所以以赛亚说这个耶稣是和平之君就是
And this morning I want to look at what does that look like for you and me.
所以今天早晨我们来看这种平安这种和平对你和我是意味着什么
The first thing I want you to see this morning
今天早晨第一件我们要看的就是
is that because the Prince of Peace came into our world
因为和平之君来到我们这个世间
you and I can have peace with God.
我们可以和神之间有和平
Our relationship with God can be put back to the way it should be.
我们跟神的关系可以恢复到它应该是原来就应该有的样子。
Paul described it like this, Romans 5.
保罗在罗马书第五章这样讲述。
Since we have been justified by faith,
我们既因信称义
we have peace with God.
我们就借着我们的主耶稣基督得与神相合。
We have shalom with God.
我们跟神之间有这种有沙龙。
Through our Lord Jesus Christ.
是靠着我们的主耶稣基督。
Now, if you're reading straight through Romans,
如果你通读罗马书的话
that verse is going to catch your attention.
那个词语会抓到你的注意力。
Because for three chapters, Paul says we were at war with God.
因为保罗在用三章的篇幅来描述我们跟神之间是在征战。
We were rebels fighting against God.
我们都是那个背叛的人，我们在叛逆神，跟神作对。
And now he says,
然后现在保罗说,
through Jesus we have peace with God.
靠着主耶稣基督，借着主耶稣基督，我们跟神之间有和平。
The war is ended.
这个战争已经结束。
Now in our world,
在我们现今的世界
peace often means simply the absence of active warfare.
这个和平经常就意味着没有两方之间没有热战。
A few years ago, our family went to Israel.
几年之前我们全家去以色列。
We wanted to visit Bethlehem.
我们想去参观伯利恒。
But in Israel, Bethlehem is under Palestinian control.
在那个时候呢，这个伯利恒呢是在巴勒斯坦的那控制之下。
You can't simply go from Jerusalem to Bethlehem.
你不能就是很简单的就是从耶路撒冷到伯利恒。
I talked to someone.
我就跟问一些人。
And at that point, Israel and the Palestinians were at peace.
在那个时候呢，以色列跟巴勒斯坦呢，他们中间是有和平的。
And so he said, I can get you across the border.
他说我可以帮助你，让你过穿过边境。
There was peace.
他说在那个时候是有和平的。
But
但是
to go the few miles from Jerusalem to Bethlehem.
就从耶路撒冷到伯利恒不过几迈之远。
Four times we were stopped and searched by soldiers.
我们就被安检了四次。
When we crossed the border out of Israel, there was a big sign that said, cross this border at risk of death.
然后我们就是要离开以色列进入的时候有个大大的标志，就是说你一旦过了这个边界，你就是有这个死亡的危险。
My wife said, is it really worth going over there?
我太太就说，真的要过去吗？
When I told the car rental company that we were going,
当我们告诉这个租车公司我们要去哪儿的时候，
they said, once you cross the border, your insurance will be invalid.
然后他们说，一旦你过了这个边界，那你的保险就不起作用了。
Too many rioters throwing rocks.
因为有很多这个就是当地的人往这个车上扔石头。
And our Jewish guide stopped at the border and said, I'll wait for you here.
然后呢，我那个以色列的那个向导就停在以色列边上说，我等你回来。
They called it peace.
但是他们称为他们两方是有和平的。
But honestly, it did not feel like peace.
但是坦白的讲，那个感觉很和平。
And then 2 days later,
又过了两天。
I stood in my hotel.
我就站在我的那个住的旅馆里边。
Watching out the window.
我就从窗外望过去。
As people from that side of the border were shooting rockets across into Israel.
然后就看从巴勒斯坦那边的边界的那边往以色列这边打那个火箭弹。
The peace had lasted for about a week.
这个他们之间的和平只持续了一周。
Paul says,
保罗说，
We do not have to simply have a temporary truce with God.
我们跟神之间不是一个短暂的休战。
Because the Prince of Peace entered our world, you and I can have lasting peace with God.
因为和平之君来到世间，我们跟神可以有一个永久的和平。
I love what Paul shows us about this peace in Ephesians 2.
我很喜欢保罗所展在以弗所第二章所展现的这种。
He begins by describing what we were like.
他开始来描述我们过去是什么样的。
He says you were dead in your sins.
他说你们死在过犯罪恶之中。
You were children of wrath.
你们是这种可逆之子，愤怒之子。
We deserved God's judgment.
我们本来是应该被神审判的。
But then he says this.
但是接着他这样说。
But God, being rich in mercy.
然而神既有丰富的怜悯。
Because of the great love with which he loved us.
因他爱我们的大爱。
Even when we were dead in our trespasses.
当我们死在过犯中的时候。
Made us alive. Together with Christ.
便叫我们与基督一同活过来。
Later in that, he says, "This is not your own doing."
接着他又说，这不是出于你们自己。
We couldn't fix the war.
我们没有办法来解决这个战争的问题。
It is the gift of God.
我们没法恢复我们跟神的关系，是神的恩赐。
That's shalom.
那就是沙龙。
Our relationship with God is made right.
我们跟神的关系恢复成为正是对的现在。
Now I start there this morning.
我今天早上由那里开始。
Because we'll never have any other peace until we have peace with God.
除非我们跟神之间有和平，我们不可能有任何别的和平。
The foundation of everything else I'm going to say this morning starts with being at peace with God.
我们今天后边要讲的所有的这一切的根基都始于我们跟神之间有和平。
But now let me move closer to where many of us live today.
让我们来进到我们今天所生活的。
Because some of us could say,
我们今天有人可能会说，
I have peace with God.
我跟神之间是有和平的。
But I sure don't have peace with my wife.
但是我跟我太太之间没有和平。
I have peace with God, but I don't have peace with my children.
我跟神之间有和平，但跟我的孩子之间不相合。
I don't have peace with my parents.
我跟我父母之间也不相合。
And so after telling us that we can have peace with God,
所以呢，在告诉我们可以和神之间有和平的时候，以后，
Paul continues by telling us that we can have peace with one another.
保罗继续告诉我们，我们彼此之间可以有和平。
Because we have peace with God.
是因为我们和神相合。
We can have peace with one another.
我们彼此之间也可以相合，也可以和平。
Chapter 4.
第四章,
I therefore, a prisoner of the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called.
我为主被囚的劝你们, 既然蒙召, 行事为人, 就当与蒙召的恩相称。
He says, because you are now at peace with God,
因为你们现在和神相合, 与神有和平,
this is how I want you to walk.
我现在希望你们这样子行事为人,
with humility,
你带着凡事谦卑,
gentleness,
温柔,
patience,
忍耐,
bearing with one another in love,
用爱心互相宽容,
eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit,
竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心,
in the bond of peace,
用和平彼此联络。
Paul says,
保罗说,
we no longer need to be at war with one another.
我们彼此之间不需要再处于那种征战状态。
We have shalom with God.
我们和神之间已经有这种平安，有这种和平了。
That relationship has been put right.
那个关系已经被修复，已经恢复正常了。
And because of that,
因为那样子,
we can have shalom with one another.
我们彼此之间可以有和平。
The last three chapters of Ephesians, Paul looks at what that shows us what that will look like.
保罗的以弗所的后三章就显示说彼此之间有和平，看起来像什么样的。
He says we will have peace with other believers.
我们跟别的信主的人直接有和平。
We'll put away bitterness, anger, slander.
我们会去除一切的苦毒恼恨。
We'll be kind to one another.
我们彼此以恩慈相待。
We'll forgive one another.
我们彼此饶恕。
All of this is shalom.
所有这一切都是和平, 都是沙龙。
Chapter 5, he says, we'll have peace in our marriages.
我们在我们的婚姻之中也有和平。
Wives will respect their husbands. Husbands will love their wives sacrificially.
妻子尊重他们的丈夫, 丈夫也是带着牺牲的爱了, 爱他们的妻子。
Things will be the way they should be.
每样都成为他们应该成为的样子。
Husbands will love their wives enough to put their wife's need above their own needs.
先生做丈夫的非常如此的爱他们的妻子，以至于把妻子的那个利益放在首位，放在自己的利益之上。
There will be shalom.
那个会有和平。
He says in chapter 6, we'll have peace in our families.
然后第六章就讲到在家里的和平。
Children will honor and respect their parents.
这个 做儿女的就是尊重，也尊重尊荣他们的父母。
Fathers will treat their children the way God, our heavenly Father, treats us.
父母们会像天父对待我们一样来对待我们的孩子。
We will have shalom.
我们有和平。
We will have peace with other people because of our peace with God.
因为我们和神之间有相合，我们和神之间有平安，我们跟人之间也有和平。
Not just tolerating one another.
不是彼此，就是好像忍受对方。
When I was a kid, my
是个孩子的时候,
mom would get tired of my sister and I arguing.
我跟我的 younger sister, old sister.
Younger sister.
我跟我的妹妹总吵架, 我妈简直就受不了了。
And so she would say, I need some peace.
我妈就说, 我需要一会儿安静和平的安静的时间。
Randy, you go to that corner.
你去那个角落待着。
Lisa, you go to that corner.
你妹妹去那个角落待着。
I want some peace in this house.
我需要安静一会儿, 我需要这个家里有点和平。
It wasn't peace.
那个不是一个真正的和平。
I'm in my corner.
我就待在那个角落里偷偷看, 然后我就指着我妹妹。
Paul says,
保罗说,
we can do better than that.
我们可以 远远做得不止那个,
because of the Prince of Peace.
因为和平的君,
in all of our relationships,
在我们所有的人际关系当中,
we can have shalom.
我们都可以有平安, 有和平。
Things can be the way they are supposed to be.
事情所有的一切都可以成为他们原来就神创造他们应该有的样子。
In our families,
在我们的家庭,
in our marriages,
在我们的婚姻,
in our jobs,
在我们的工作场合,
in our church,
在我们的教会,
we can have shalom.
我们可以有沙龙, 我们可以有平安, 有和平。
But there's one more area of peace that I want to look at.
还有一个和平, 我想大家,
because many of us do not have peace with one another Because we don't have peace with ourselves.
我们很多人之所以不能跟别人之间有这种和平, 是因为我们和自己没有和平。
Let me explain.
让我来解释。
We're not at peace with how God made us.
我们, 就是神如何, 神造我们的样子, 我们好像,
We're not at peace with God's purposes in our life.
神对我们生命中的这个心意, 这个目标呢, 我们好像对这个也没有, 也不能接受, 也没有和平。
We are not at peace with ourselves.
我们跟自己都没有平安, 对自己都没有平安。
Now, if you've been in the Sunday school class that I teach,
如果你们参加了早晨的主日学,
you can take a short nap here.
你现在可以打个盹儿,
because I'm going to repeat something I've said in there.
因为我要重复我在这里讲的。
I've listened to married couples argue.
我听到这个夫妇吵架。
I've listened to parents and teenagers fight.
我听到这个父母跟那个青少年期的孩子在那儿吵。
I've listened to church members fight.
我也听过这个教会的这个弟兄姐妹之间的这种争吵。
And I've realized that many times our conflicts with others start right here inside ourselves.
我就意识到我们很多的时候这种冲突都始于这里，就是我们里边。
The outward signs.
这个外边显出来的征兆。
Irritability.
就是很容易发怒。
Temper.
就是那个火爆脾气。
Stubbornness.
固执。
Sulking.
就是生闷气。
Start because there is no inward shalom.
是因为我们里边没有平安，没有沙龙。
Give you an example.
给你一个例子。
He's not here, he'll never hear this tape, so it's safe.
他不会，他不在这儿，他也永远不会听到这个录音，所以这个很安全。
My friend Darren.
我有个朋友 Darren.
He had conflict with everyone.
他跟所有的人都有冲突。
During a 6-year period.
大概有6年的时期之间。
He had 5 different jobs.
他有换了5份工作。
5 different bosses.
有5个不同的老板。
And every one of them was a terrible boss.
每个老板都很糟糕。
Darren was the only good worker in his entire company.
他是他们那个公司里唯一好的员工。
5 companies.
是换了五个公司。
He had a terrible wife.
他也有个很糟糕的太太。
She did not appreciate how good he was to her.
他也不能够感激他对他有多好对他太太。
Terrible children.
他有很，真的这孩子也都不好。
They did not love and respect their father.
他们也不爱，也不尊重他们的爸爸。
And he went to several churches.
然后他也去了很多不同的教会。
Every one of them was a terrible church with a terrible pastor.
每个教会都是一个很糟糕的教会，也是有个很糟糕的牧师。
None of them saw what a wonderful member Darren was.
每个人都没有看出来这个Darren是个多么好的人，多么好的会员。
And eventually I came to understand something.
我最后终于明白。
Darren was never going to have peace with anyone else. Because Darren did not have peace with himself.
除非Darren先跟他自己里面和平了，跟他自己和平相处，里边有平安了，他跟任何人都不可能和平相处。
At the root, Darren did not like who Darren was.
在这个其实最里边，这个Darren其实是不喜欢他自己的。
But he was unwilling to let God change him.
但是他却不愿意神来改变他。
And so he was never going to find inner peace. His conflict inside led to conflict with everyone in his life.
因为他里边的这种冲突，里边的这种不平安，导致了他跟外边的所有的人有这种冲突。
So how do you find this inner shalom?
所以你如何发现这个里边的平安，里边的沙龙呢？
Psalm 139 gives us an answer.
诗篇139篇给了我们答案。
David prays for peace. Inner peace. Search me, O God, and know my heart.
我神啊，求你鉴察我。
Try me and know my thoughts.
知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念。
See if there be any grievous way in me.
看在我里边有什么恶行没有。
And that word grievous is the opposite of shalom.
这种恶。 就是这种恶行，这种恶是跟那种沙龙是正好是相反的。
Shalom is wholeness, things as they should be.
这个沙龙意味着这种全备，就是整合，就是事情应该成为它应该成为的样子。
grievous is broken, things that are hurtful and not put to rights.
这种恶行呢，这种 grievous 就是事情呢已经是变得不是他原来的样子，是破碎的。
And so David prays God.
所以大卫说,
Show me if there is anything in me that keeps me from being at peace.
求你真的是检查我，看我里边有什么东西让我不能有和平，不能有平安。
In this psalm,
在这个诗篇里,
David gives us the key to this peace.
大卫给了我们这种平安的秘诀。
He knows that God has a purpose for his life.
他知道神对他的生命是有一个心意的，有目标的。
And if he will recognize and accept that purpose, he will have inner shalom.
他就接受神为他所创造他所有的这个目的。
Back in verse 13, he says, You formed my inward parts.
在13节他说, 我的肺腑是你所造的。
You knitted me together in my mother's womb.
我在母腹中，你已覆庇我。
What's he saying?
他说的是什么呢?
God, you made me.
神呢，是你创造了我。
You put me together.
你把我放在一起。
I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made.
我要称谢你，因我受造奇妙可畏。
God, I know that your plan for me has to be right because you made me.
神啊，是因为你创造了我，所以你对我的计划一定是好的，一定是对的。
How precious to me are your thoughts, O God.
哦，你的作为，你的意念向我何等宝贵。
God, you've planned out my life.
你已经把我的一生都计划好了。
You made me and you have a good plan.
你创造了我，你对我有一个美好的计划。
And so I'll trust your plan.
所以我要信靠你对我人生的计划。
You see, being at peace with myself is not some sort of psychological mumbo jumbo.
所以呢，里边有平安，不是一种心理上的这种胡说八道。
It's not looking in the mirror and saying, "Oh, I feel good."
不是看着镜子说啊，我感觉真好。
I am a winner.
我是这个得胜者。
No.
不是的。
Being at peace with myself.
就是在和我自己有。 和平，我里边有平安，就意味着
knowing that God made me with a purpose.
是真的知道说神造我是有一个目，是有个心意的。
That purpose in my life.
他也把那个放在我的生命中。
And that's the only way we're going to have inner peace.
那个是唯一的让我们里边有平安的那个道路。
Jeremiah 29.
在耶利米书29章。
Some of you have this verse on your refrigerator.
有的人就把这一句放在那个冰箱上。After
what I tell you, you're going to take it down.
可能我告诉你之后，你可能就会把它拿下来了。Jerusalem
is surrounded by the Babylonian army.
就是耶路撒冷那个时候，整个就被巴比伦的军队所围。The
people in the city are starving to death.
那个城里的人都饿死了。Jeremiah
says you're going to lose.
耶利米告诉他们说，你们一定会被打败。
You've rebelled against God.
你们反抗神。
You've broken His law.
你也真的违背神的律法。The
Babylonians are going to defeat us.
这个巴比伦军队会打败我们。They're
going to carry us away into slavery.
他们会把我们掳走，让我们成为奴隶。And
we're going to spend 70 years as slaves in Babylon.
我们会70年之久待在巴比伦做奴隶。Why? 为什么?
And here's your refrigerator verse. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord.
耶和华说，我知道我向你们所怀的意念。
Plans for good.
是赐平安的意念，是美好的意念。
And the word there is shalom. Okay, good.
中文就是说，对的，中文就是说赐平安的意念。
Your Chinese translation is better than the English one.
英文说的是美好的意念，但是中文翻的是对的，就是平安的意念。
Plans for shalom.
是一个赐平安的意念。
Not for evil.
不是降灾祸的意念。
To give you a future and a hope.
要叫你们幕后有指望。
You read that and you think, how can this be?
你说这怎么可能呢？
But go further and God says this.
再往下读，神说。
I'm allowing this hurt to come.
我允许这种伤害临到,
to put things back the way they should be.
把事情放回到，让它恢复到它原来应该成为的样子。
You are worshiping idols.
你们在拜偶像。
You are living your own selfish way.
你们照着自己的过这种自私的生活。
But in bondage, you're going to cry out to me.
但是在这种捆绑，在这种奴隶之中，捆绑之中，你们会向我呼求。
I'm going to hear you.
我就会听你们的呼求。
I'm going to draw you back to myself.
我会把你们再吸引到我身边。
I'm going to put things back the way they should be.
我会把事情再放回到，就修复到原来它应该成为的样子。
And you will have peace.
你们就会有平安。
So it comes back to where I started this morning.
就回到我们刚开始讲的。
We will not have peace with others.
我们和周围的人没有和平。
We will not have peace with ourselves.
我们跟自己也没有和平。
Until we have peace with God.
直到我们跟神有了和平之后，这前面的才成为可能。
During Advent, I've been focusing on Luke's version of the Christmas story.
在这个降临节到来的时候，我们看到路加的他的意象。
But in most churches on the Sunday after Christmas today, they read Matthew chapter 2.
但是在很多教会在圣诞节之后的那个主日，他们会读马太福音第二章。
And Matthew 2 shows us two characters that illustrate what I'm trying to say to you this morning about peace.
在马太福音第二章有两个人物，他们就显示了今天早上我要讲的这种和平。
Young people, don't get afraid. I'm not starting a new sermon.
年轻人不要担心，我不会开始一个新的讲道。
I'm just finishing.
我在结尾。
But there's two people in Matthew 2 that I want to end with.
但是呢，在马太福音的第二章是两个人物，要大家今天来。
Matthew tells us about the Magi.
那个马太福音就讲到三博士。
They see a star announcing the birth of a king.
他们看到了这个星，他们就来寻找这位新生王。
They read prophecies of a Messiah born in Bethlehem.
他们读这读到预言，知道会有弥赛亚会出生在伯利恒。
They travel for weeks hunting for this newborn king.
他们真的是走了好几个星期来寻找这位新生王。
And it says that when they find the young child, they kneel down and worship him.
当他们看到这个小孩子的时候，他们就跪下来拜那个小孩子。
They have found what they were hunting for.
他们就找到了他们所寻求的。
They have shalom.
他们现在有和平，有平安。
But there's another character in Matthew 2.
在马太福音第二章又有另外一个人物。
Just like the Magi, King Herod hears the birth of a king.
就像这些博士，大希律王他也听到了这个新生王的出生。
Like the Magi, he seeks for the child.
他也在找这个孩子。
But instead of worship, he determines to kill a rival king.
不是要敬拜这个孩子，不是敬拜这位新生王，他要杀害这个孩子。
Matthew doesn't tell us the end of Herod's story.
马太福音没有告诉我们这个大希律王最后的结局。
But a historian from the first century left a record of Herod's life.
但是从第一世纪来的这个一个历史学家就记载了这个希律的这个生平。
Herod found power, he found wealth, he found fame.
这个大希律王又有权势，又有财富，又有那个权柄。
But he never found peace.
但是他却永远没有找到。
He had no peace with other people.
他跟周围的人没有平安。
He ended up murdering two of his sons because he was afraid they would become rivals to the throne.
当他的两个儿子成年长大之后呢，他怕这个孩子抢他的王位，就杀了两个儿子。
His wife hated him so much.
然后他的太太很恨他。
That on the day he died,
在他死的那天，
she released a bunch of political prisoners so that the nation would have a day of celebration.
他就把他大希律关在那个监狱里的这个政治对手把他们放出来，这个国家可以有庆祝。
And he had no inner peace.
他里边一点没有平安。
He died an angry, bitter old man.
他是一个又生气又苦毒的一个老人这样的死的。
And he certainly had no peace with God.
他肯定是跟神也是没有平和平的。
And since he had no peace with God,
因为他跟神之间没有和平。
No amount of power or wealth could bring shalom.
不管说多大的财富，多少的财富，多少的权力，都不能带来这个平安。
Because the only path to true peace.
因为唯一的通向那个真正的平安的道路就是。
Is peace with God.
就是和神之间有相合和神
间和平。This is the last Sunday of the year.
今天是 今年的最后一个主日。
As we go into a new year,
当我们进入了一个新年的时候，
I want to invite you to go into the new year.
我想要邀请你进入这个新年的时候，
with a sense of peace.
带着一种平和平的这种感觉。
But here's the thing.
但是问题在于，
you can't have shalom.
你没有办法有和平。
Things can't be the way they're supposed to be.
事情不可能没有像它应该的样子。
If you're carrying unresolved conflicts,
如果你带着这个没有解决的冲突，
conflicts with God,
你跟神之间有冲突，
conflicts with others,
你跟周围的人有冲突，
conflicts with yourself,
你跟自己也有冲突。
Some of us come to the end of this year,
我们一些人来到这个今年的这个年末，
carrying a lot of heavy baggage from the past.
我们背着从过去而来的很多的重担。
Hurts from childhood.
你从童年、幼年时期的这种伤害。
Hurts from a marriage.
从婚姻里来的伤害。
Memories that keep us from having peace.
这种让我们没有办法有平安的这种记忆。
The candle of peace says to us this.
这个平安之烛对我们说，
You can come to the manger,
你可以来到马槽，
and you can say, Jesus,
你可以说耶稣，
I'm going to leave this baggage from the past right here.
我可以把我这个过去的负担，这个重担都放在这里。
You are the one who came to bring shalom.
你是那位要带来和平，带来平安的。
And so on the last Sunday of the year,
所以在今年的这个最后一个主日，
I'm going to leave it here.
我就把它放在这儿。
I won't carry it into next year.
我不会把这个重担，这个负担带到明年。
Maybe it's someone you haven't been able to forgive.
也许是你不能饶恕的那个人。
And as soon as you hear that word forgive,
当你一听到这个饶恕这个词的时候，
you think, here he goes again.
你就说又来了。
That preacher doesn't know what they did to me.
那个讲道的人他不知道那些人对我做了什么。
You're right, I don't.
你对的，我不知道他们做了什么。
But I do know this.
但是我确实的知道。
You will never have peace if you continue to carry it with you.
如果你一直背着那个重担，你是不会有和平安的。
The only way to put things in you back to the way they should be.
如果在唯一的能够让你里边成为那个应该的样子，神创造的应该的样子，
is to say, God,
是对神说，神呐、
啊、I choose to forgive.
我选择去饶恕。
I will not carry this any longer.
我不再背着这个重担。
Maybe you have no peace with yourself.
也许你跟自己都没有，对自己都没有平安。
There are things you've done in the past that you cannot forgive yourself.
你在过去所做了什么事儿，你不能饶恕自己。
Words that you have said that you just keep remembering.
你说了那些话，你一直在想着。
Maybe you need to make a phone call. Say I can't unsay it.
你可能可以打个电话说，我不能把那些话给收回。
But I want you to know I'm sorry.
但是我想让你知道对不起。
You need to leave some things behind.
你需要把一些东西放在背后。
In order to have peace,
是为了有平安。
Maybe you struggle with how God made you.
也许你非常挣扎，说神怎么把我造成这样？神是如何创造我的？
You want to be taller, thinner, smarter, more hair? I don't know.
你想要高点、瘦点、更聪明，或者有更多的头发？像
You wish you were like someone else.
你希望你能像那个人。
And this morning,
今天早晨，
you need to say, God.
你需要说神呐、
啊、I want to be at peace with how you made me.
我想要你是如何创造我，我想跟这个是有和平的。
All the struggles,
所有的挣扎，
the things I don't understand,
所有我不明白不了解的，
I want to be at peace.
但是我想要有平安。
Maybe it's conflict with God.
也许是你跟神之间的这种冲突。
Maybe you've never surrendered your life to Him.
也许你没有，从来没有真正把你的生命就是降服于神。
And you're not going to find peace with yourself.
你也不能再自己跟自己有和平，跟自己有平安。
Until you surrender to Him.
除非你先向他降服。
Well, for many of us.
对我们其中的很多人。
We've surrendered our life to Christ.
我们把我们的生命降服于基督。
But there's still some areas of struggle.
但是还是有一些我们挣扎的那个领域。
Areas where we know God is working, but we keep resisting.
我们知道神在我们那个生命的那一方面工作，但是我们一直在抵抗。
Maybe God is saying to you, I want you to be more involved in the ministry of your local church.
也许神对你说，我希望你在教会里面有更多的就是更进入到教会，更多的摄入。
And we resist. I'm too busy. My career is too important.
你说，哎呀，太我的那个工作很忙，我没时间。
Maybe God says, I want you to speak to this neighbor, to this coworker.
我也许神说，我想让你跟你的这个同事或者跟这个邻居讲讲话。
I don't want to do that. They'll think I'm a religious nut.
神那我不想那样做，他们会觉得我是有点发疯的一个宗教狂人。
Some other area of struggle.
还有一些别的挣扎的方面。
This morning.
今天早晨。
Would you settle it?
也许你可以安静下来。
God.
你说神。
You came. You sent your son to bring peace.
神啊，你差遣你的儿子是要带来和平。
And I want to be at peace.
我想要有平安，我想要。
I don't want to carry my struggles, my fears into 2022.
我不想带着我的这个挣扎，我的这个恐惧带到2022年。
I surrender to your plan for my life.
我真的是对你对我人生的这个计划降服。
I want to finish with a time of prayer.
让我们最后结束的时候来祷告。
Would you stand?
请可以请大家站立。
Because of COVID, I'm not going to ask you to join me in the front.
因为这个疫情呢，我不会让大家走到前台来。
But right where you are, would you bow your head?
但是在你站的地方，你要不要就是我们低下头来
？And if God has spoken to you about an area,
如果神在你生命中的某个方面对你说话
，an area where you don't have peace,
在那个方面你心里是没有平安的
，Would you pray as I pray?
当我祷告的时候，你要不要一起跟着祷告
？A prayer to surrender
是一个降服对神降服的祷告。
To God's purpose in your life
是对神对你生命这个计划的一个降服。
Not just going through the routine this morning
不是就是这样走过场。
But to determine I'm going to walk into a new year at peace
而是决定说我要带着平安进入新的一年
Not because everything is fixed
不是因为所有的问题都解决了
But because I've surrendered it to him
而是因为我对他降服
And I'm going to trust him with it
我要信靠他
Let's pray
让我们一起来祷告
Dear God, you know the hurts that we have.
亲爱的主，你知道我们生命中、生活中的伤害。
The conflicts from the past.
这个由过去而来的冲突。
Conflicts today.
我们今天的冲突。
Conflicts in our families.
我们家庭中的冲突。
Our marriages.
我们婚姻中的冲突。
Conflicts with coworkers.
我们跟同事的冲突。
Conflicts even in the church.
甚至在教会中的冲突。
You know the areas inside that we struggle.
你知道我们里边挣扎的方面。
Areas where we don't understand what you are doing in our lives and we just have not accepted it.
我们不了解你在我们生命中到底在做什么，我们也没有不能接受。
God, we want to be at peace.
但是神啊，我们想有平安。
So this morning,
所以今天早晨
we surrender to you.
我们对你降服。
The areas that you are speaking to us this morning.
你今天早晨对我们心所说的那个方面，那个地方。
We turn them over to you.
我们把它交给你。
We will not fight those battles any longer.
我们不在那方面继续的征战，继续的抵抗。
You came to bring peace.
你来是要带来和平。
And so we turn it to you.
所以我们把这一切交给你。
to ask you to bring the healing,
求你带来医治,
the shalom that we need.
就是我们带来那种我们所渴慕的沙龙平安。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告奉